Taking a look first at your news for the hour. An accident occurred at around 5 p.m. today near the corner of Pigeon and McMillan Roads, east of Bad Axe on M142. In the full written story online at thumbnet.net, you can view images taken from the scene of the incident. No further information regarding the crash is currently available as the investigation is ongoing. But WLEW and WHST will continue to update you on this story as more information is released to the public. And another news for today. Sherman Township Clerk Kathy Yon presented a resolution to pause green energy development. The board supported her by approving a 12-month moratorium on accepting applications, the issuance of permits, licenses, or approvals for solar development and for data centers. Governor Gretchen Whitmer launched the Michigan Affordable and Responsible Growth Action Plan earlier this month, calling for data center companies to sign the pledge. The pledge is designed to ensure companies pay the full cost of data center construction and operations that strengthen the electrical grid while still safeguarding natural resources, and that the companies are also accountable for their development. The pledge outlines state laws and orders from the Michigan Public Service Commission that data center companies must follow to protect Michigan consumers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I was 24 when I had a stroke.
I was 35 when I suffered a heart attack.
I was 46.
I was 62.
It's a fact. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in women.
But we can fight against our number one killer.
Talk to your doctor about your risk factors.
Know your family history.
Learn the warning signs and symptoms.
Together,
let's go red for women.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn more.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us to your news now for the hour. Election security continues to be a hot point of political debate in the state of Michigan. Republican Secretary of State candidate and Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini says he welcomes the U.S. Department of Justice's use of federal election monitors, calling them a way to strengthen public confidence in the voting process. Forlini says election officials should focus on demonstrating that every legal vote is counted and that only eligible voters participate. Meanwhile, Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson continues to defend Michigan's election system, maintaining that the state's elections are secure. Benson, who is also the Democratic candidate for governor, has faced criticism from Republican lawmakers over her handling of election records and voter roll requests. Her office has constantly maintained that Michigan's elections are conducted with multiple layers of security and oversight. The debate intensified after President Donald Trump called for renewed attention to allegations involving voter registration activity in Muskegon during the 2020 election. No new charges have been announced, and the investigation continues. And another news for today. One of the nation's largest military readiness exercises will be returning to Michigan next month. Northern Strike 26-2 will run along on August the 3rd through the 14th, bringing more than 9,000 service members from 36 states and territories, along with military personnel from five allied nations, to various training sites across northern Michigan. The exercise will center on large-scale joint operations involving ground, air, cyber, and maritime forces. Troops will train with live fire scenarios, cyber defense operations, unmanned aircraft and watercrafts, medical evacuation missions, and logistical support designed to prepare military units for modern combat environments. Training will take place primarily at Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center and the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center, with additional activities scheduled on Lakes Michigan and Huron, as well as several military installations throughout the state. State military leaders say Northern Strike has become a key testing ground for new technologies and joint operations involving the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the National Guard, the Reserve Forces, and their international partners. Beyond military readiness, the annual exercise also delivers an economic boost to Northern Michigan, generating an estimated $44 million each year through military pay, travel expenses, and local spending. Drivers should expect heavier military traffic on Michigan highways beginning August the 1st as personnel and equipment move into the training areas, with similar activity expected after the exercise concludes on August the 15th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Tuesday, July the 21st of 2026. Patricia Ann Emming, age 88 of Bad Axe, passed away on July the 2nd of 2026. A graveside service for Patricia Ann Emming will take place at the Sacred Heart Cemetery on Sunday, July the 26th at noon. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And Francis Kasiba, age 103 of Bad Axe, passed away on July the 18th of 2026. Visitation for Francis Kasiba will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until the massive Christian burial at 11:30 a.m. at the St. Joseph Catholic Church of Rapshun, following with a walk to her final resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or mass offerings, Francis Kasiba's request is for your generosity to be directed instead to the St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass of East Lansing, Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery of Rapson Fund. Francis Kasiba would also like to thank the wonderful staff from Heartland Hospice for their care, and the family would also like to thank the same. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.